Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part one of Options Industry Council's seven-part Options Fundamentals podcast series.
My part of the presentation today, as we said, Options Fundamentals. The question I need to ask to start the thing, how many people here are really actively using options right now in their portfolios? Okay, so we've got about a 50-50 split, so that's really good. For you folks, we're going to do a review. We're going to go over, it's not a bad thing to review terminology and just concepts. For the other folks, this is going to be that introduction because options have our own language, and you need to understand that. And then the concept, the mechanics, how do they work? What do I need to know? Because what we're going to try to develop throughout the day is realistic expectations of utilizing the option instrument as part of your overall investment strategy. I've been in the options business for a very, very long time, and I've seen it grow tremendously. And I think a lot of this growth is obviously through the education efforts of the OIC and the exchanges, but also people are coming to understand that this is a valuable tool to have in your investment toolbox. It's not perfect for every situation, but it is for a lot of different situations, and it offers a lot of different ways to employ it. I think it's a great product, and also in essence that we have bull markets, we have bear markets, and sometimes we have very frustrating neutral markets where nothing's happening. And if you're just using stocks, if you're just investing in stocks or equity securities, that type of market tends to be something that you're like really frustrated with. I wish the stocks would move one way or another, just do something. Well, the option product allows you to maintain or be engaged in that neutral market, if you will. A market that doesn't have a lot of inherent volatility, a lot of movement, and it's moving along in maybe a steady path. Well, the options allow you to get involved in that market, stay involved in it, and do things in your portfolio that can enhance your portfolio, bringing income in, for example. And we'll talk about a couple strategies that do that as well. What are we going to cover? Well, essential concepts. What terminology? And the mechanics. What verbiage? What's our language of options? And then what is the mechanics? How do these things work? We call options. We're going to hit on a couple of basic option strategies just to lay that groundwork. Buying calls, buying puts, two of the fundamentally, that's the beginner's level, if you will, for the options. We're going to talk about pricing on options. When you look online and wherever you look for a price to buy an option, you see a premium. Where does that premium come from? What influences? What makes it? It just doesn't appear out of midair. It has a reason. Understanding those principles brings you to where I like to talk about that realistic expectation. If we know how options price and they move relative to the underlying stock, we now can develop realistic expectations if we do a particular option strategy, which could be as simple as buying a call or buying a put, what our expectations are if things either work in our favor or perhaps don't work in our favor, and be realistic about it because options are a product that you need to manage your position, you need to understand where you stand at each time when you put a strategy on. And again, the strategy could be as simple as buying calls, or it could be complicated as a multiple leg spread strategy type thing. But you need to understand that expectation and how relative to the underlying that option premium is actually going to move. Last thing we'll cover is a strategy called covered calls. It's an income producing strategy, and this is a strategy that works really well in that neutral market or where you have a security that isn't moving very much, but it still allows you to do something with that security in your portfolio to enhance it by bringing income, and talk about some other income-related strategies. Again, the options are a terrific product because they give you this broad range of opportunity to trade and take advantage of all market conditions and market forecasts. You can reduce risk in a portfolio by using options, by putting option strategies on, and as I mentioned before, you can use them to generate income. The biggest part of the puzzle, however, is there's no free lunch. There are trade-offs that you must be comfortable with in using options. So you can certainly use it to reduce risk, you can use it to generate income, but you have to understand that you're going to trade off. You're going to have to trade off something for that. So terminology and mechanics, what are they? Let's just get started with the basics. They are contracts. When you're the buyer, the holder of an option, you'll find out throughout the day as we go through the presentation, the options industry has a great habit of using two words to mean the same thing, and it's going to appear in different spots along here. So you'll hear me use these, try to use these words interchangeably. But we call the buyer or the holder of the option. You'll see those terms interchangeably. They confer upon you, the holder, the right to do something. And the right is to buy or sell an underlying asset. Now the asset in this case for today is going to be shares of stock, an equity security. So it gives me the right to buy or sell this underlying asset. That holder or the buyer, there's those two terms, is considered long the position. The two types of options out there are call options, which give you the right to buy that underlying asset, and a put option, which gives you the right to sell the underlying option, or security, excuse me. I like to think of it this way. With a call option, I like the asset, I want to call it to me. I want to have that asset in my possession. With a put option, I don't want it, I want to put it away from myself. I want to put it to somebody else, so to speak. So that's a good way, I think, to just get those down. I also caution, when you're talking put options, they're almost a little bit counterintuitive to deal with because you're buying the right to sell. So when you enter into an option strategy and you're involving puts or calls, but even a little more so for the put option, you need to step back and say, what am I doing here? What exactly have I done? What's this position going to mean to me? And this is part of the analysis process. The other side of that, if we have a buyer, we've got to have a seller. The other term that we use, the writer. So if you've got a seller, a writer, buyer, holder, combination. If you have the right, if you buy the option, then somebody else has got to have the obligation to deliver on that contract. And that's where the writer come in. They take on the obligation. So options involve rights and obligations. So in the case of a short or a seller or a writer of a call, they have the obligation to sell that security to the holder if they so choose to exercise their right. Conversely, with the put, they have the obligation to buy it, to buy that underlying asset if the long put person decides to exercise their right to sell the underlying asset. Think of rights and obligations. I'm putting on an option strategy. Have I taken on a right or an obligation? Or maybe I've done one of each by doing a multiple strategy. But what are my rights and obligations? That's our first step in understanding the process for the options. Understand your rights and your obligations in putting on an options position.
Ready to learn more? Then please download OIC's Options Fundamentals Part 2, available at www.optionseducation.org. Remember, if there is ever anything in one of these OIC podcasts that you don't understand, or if you have an options-related question, just call 1-888-OPTIONS or visit us at www.optionseducation.org.